Smart Money, Smart Kids, Raising the Next Generation to Win with Money. Authors Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz. Work. Small word, big effects. Our culture has made many wonderful advances to ensure the safety and well-being of children, but we may have taken this too far. Many parents today are so centred on what their children want that they have lost perspective on what their children really need. Perspective, looking at life over time, demands that you teach children to work. Teaching children to work is not child abuse. We teach them to work not for our benefit, but because it gives them both dignity in a job well done today and the tools and character to win in the future as adults. You should view teaching your children to work as a necessary skill for life. Make no allowances. The allowance system doesn't teach the child how real life works. There are whole generations growing up thinking money is free. They expect their parents to keep paying their bills into adulthood, or they think the government exists to care for them. Handing out money and not teaching work habits create people who whine, who feel entitled, and who become perpetual victims. Once kids understand that money comes from work, they won't be able to spend money on a toy without considering how much work went into actually making that money. The worst thing you can do is become a human ATM and give your kids money every time they ask. Jobs for your kids. For young children, we recommend that you limit the number of chores around 3 jobs and keep them short and simple. You want each job to be enough that it feels like a big accomplishment, but not so much that it seems complicated. Pay them as soon as the job is complete. They need connection between the work they did and the money you're handing them. At this point, handing them money doesn't come across as an expectation. It comes across for what it is, payment for a job well done. As your children grow, the chores, responsibility, and the money amount should grow to reflect their ability. However, there will always be things kids should do around the house just because they're a member of the family. We don't get paid for setting the table, taking our dishes to the sink, or drying the dishes. You want your kids to understand that money comes from work, but you don't want to go so far that they end up thinking they should get paid for everything that they do. At ages 6 to 13, you can start paying money weekly instead of immediately. Knowing that they have to work throughout the week, but they'll only get paid once a week, teaches kids lessons in delayed gratifications and patience. The envelope system. Start teaching your children about what to do with the money they're making. It's advisable that you have your children divide their income across 3 key areas: spending, saving, and giving. Give your child 3 specific envelopes, one named spend, one named save, and one named give. Write those words big and bold across the top of the envelope, or let the kids decorate their envelopes however they want. Every dollar they earn needs to be spread across these envelopes. You can also apply this to any birthday or gift money they receive throughout the year. Learning how to spend money wisely. Money is finite. That's something a lot of people have trouble remembering these days, in a time when car loans and credit cards make you believe anyone can purchase anything at any time with no consequences, it's easy to forget that money has limits. Be an example. Your kids are watching you. The envelope system is pretty simple. You figure out how much money you can spend in a certain category for the month, and when you get paid, you put that amount in cash into an envelope. You can teach your child to make wise purchases by gathering a ton of information. This takes the immaturity and the impulse out of the purchase. Saving for life. We live in a culture of instant gratification. We don't want to wait for anything anymore, and technology keeps feeding our get-it-now attitudes. Having your children save up for big purchases teaches invaluable lessons in patience and goal setting. Plus, slowing down and saving up to buy things teaches them to make wiser, less spontaneous purchasing decisions. Knowing how to save, delay gratification, set goals and priorities, make huge purchases with cash instead of debt, cover emergencies and prepare them for long-term investing is critical for any young person leaving home for the first time. More is caught than taught. What your kids see you do is a lot more powerful than what they hear you say. When the parents' words and actions come together, it forms a powerful statement about the family's value system. Generation Me. There are several studies that examine the self-consumed nature of the generation sometimes called Generation Me. If you want children who are not selfish and who view wealth as a responsibility, then you must teach them that they don't own money. They are simply managers of it. But when your kids grow up in a house where giving, doing things for others are priority, children start to see themselves differently because other people become significant and become a priority. Giving time and money. People often get confused about what giving really is. It's so easy for families to fall into the trap of giving a percentage of their money without ever stepping outside their comfort zone and really giving of themselves in the world. But in addition to giving our money, we should freely give all from our resources, especially our time and talents. Encourage your kids to find a way they can serve by doing things they already enjoy or are good at. The goal is to make sure that they see this as an opportunity to give their most valuable resource, their time. Teaching budgeting. Your children will learn the language of budgeting by simply listening to the conversations in your house. They get to learn that a budget creates boundaries and limitations. When you implement these limitations in your family, your kids will learn a powerful word. The word is no. Young kids usually won't see the value in the word, but will make it an impression. They'll start to learn financial boundaries, whether they know it or not. Opening a checking account. By age 14, it's time for your child to graduate out of the spend, save, give envelopes and into a real checking account. Keeping up with a checking account as a teenager can teach them how to interact with the bank, check their account online, actually reconcile their account, write checks, and take responsibility for their money in a more adult manner. That means managing the money becomes your teen's responsibility, not yours. Your role is to watch over your children's shoulders until they prove competency. Marketing wars for your child's heart. Whether you realise it or not, you're at war with contemporary culture. We live in the most marketed-to culture in the history of the world. The essence of marketing is to make you dissatisfied with the status quo, moving you in the direction of a purchase that will supposedly relieve a manufactured psychological tension. The dissatisfaction has a name, discontentment. As adults, we see how this discontentment leads to more purchases and more debt. There's always an upgrade. The truth is, there's always an upgrade. There will always be a new, next big thing, fighting for your child's money and attention. That's why you have to realise that contentment isn't a money issue, it's a heart issue. And as the parent, you've got to prepare your child to defend himself against the threat. If you want to raise money-smart kids, you have to raise kids who are content. A content person can save, budget, avoid debt, handle relationships, and give exponentially better than someone who struggles with discontentment. Contentment is a spiritual experience that allows peace in the middle of a storm, but that peace isn't necessarily passive. A content person doesn't avoid making decisions. He just doesn't feel the pressing need to make rash or stupid decisions. How to win the war. At first sign of discontentment in your child, you must remove it. Fight back by showing your children how blessed they are no matter how much they do or don't have. You can't defeat materialism in your kids if you're affected by it yourself.